Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Open Soliloquy. It's so wild, the timing of it all, because this is now my second episode, and it just so happens to be my birthday episode. So happy birthday to me. I am turning 25, and I feel like this is the perfect way for me to enter my quarter life. I feel like I'm growing so much and I'm learning so much, and I'm honestly just so genuinely excited to be here and to have lived another trip around the sun. And I'm just so excited to see what this year has in store for me. I feel like this year is going to be very detrimental and very monumental to the person I'm going to end up being at the end of my life, and I feel like this is going to be the year that's very pivotal for me and really makes the difference in where I end up, and I couldn't be more excited. I genuinely feel like God's timing is perfect timing, and so that just gives me comfort and allows me to be worry-free, because I know that God is always on time and I never have to worry about what's going to happen, because he's got my back and I know that his intentions for me are pure and for the highest good of me. And so I'm not going to sit here ever and be stressed and worried about the future, because he's got that taken care of. And that's how Open Soliloquy happened. It was all God's timing and God pushing me into this direction and giving me the name for the podcast. And I'm grateful that we have that relationship to where I'm able to just understand him and hear him and know when it's from him. You know, something happened yesterday and I feel like I just want to talk about it, because who knows, maybe someone else is going through a very similar situation, but I truly believe that this was just God's timing and this is how it's meant to be. But yesterday I went into work and, you know, we were having a very normal day, and then my boss asked if she could have a private conversation with me. So of course I get nervous because I'm like, oh gosh, what did I do? Knowing good and well, I didn't do anything wrong, but you know, sometimes you start to create these fears in your head and you start to worry about things that really don't exist. But I sat down and she then let me know that my current position at that job was no longer. They had gotten rid of my position. And so I was able to pick between going down a level and getting paid less and working even less, or I could take the severance package. And I feel like in the past, like this is just such a physical representation of the growth that I've had in just this past year, because I feel like in the past I would have been bawling my eyes out and I would have been stressed and I would have been freaking out and not really knowing where to go. But honestly, during that whole conversation, my entire thoughts were just, oh my gosh, it's happening. Like, it's actually happening. I was just excited about my future because I knew that I didn't want to be at that job for forever. I knew that wasn't my passion. I knew it wasn't my calling, and I knew that's not what I was meant for. And so I asked God, I prayed to God to guide me down the path to get me to where I want to go in life, because I know where I want to end up, and the how I get there, the how is not my business. That's not for me to worry about. I just know that I have this end goal and I'm going to work hard to get there. And however God sees that fit, that's what's going to happen. And, you know, I asked him to remove any and everything that doesn't align with me and my path and where I'm meant to go. And so in that moment, I was calm and I was just excited and worry-free because I knew that this was God. If my life was like a chessboard, then he was moving the pawns. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was making the way for me. He was closing this door on this job that I had been at for over 3 years. And he was opening the door for something new, like this podcast. And, you know, I think oftentimes we can get complacent and we can get comfortable with where we are in life because it feels good. But I think that when you go towards something that makes you a little bit scared but excited, and you know, you're nervous because you don't know how things are gonna go, I think when you go down the path that you don't know what's gonna happen is when you actually start to see growth and you get to see your dreams come true. I think when you're complacent and you're living your day-to-day life doing the same thing and there's nothing that excites you and nothing that drives you or motivates you, I think that's when you've given up on yourself and on your dreams and on your goals. So genuinely, I'm grateful that it had to happen this way because honestly, this is the best way it could have happened because I still get to get the bonus that I had lined up. I now have 6 weeks worth of severance, which is amazing. And this was truly the best way that it could have happened because if it ever came down to the point to where I would have had to quit and put my 2 weeks in, then I wouldn't have gotten that. I wouldn't have gotten my bonus and I wouldn't have gotten the severance. So I think this was just like the best way possible to go out, and I couldn't be more grateful, and I truly owe that to God. Like, yes, I'm not going to sit here and lie and say that I'm not a little bit scared because, you know, it is scary to not know what's going to happen next. It's scary to keep moving forward when you don't know what is to come. And, you know, that's what fear is you're just scared of the unknown. And while that is true, and I am a little bit scared, I just have to push that aside and know that my faith in him and my belief in him and knowing that he's doing the best for me, he's making this life for me, there's nothing to be scared about. Like, when you have that relationship with God and you know that he picked you, like he chose you to get to have this opportunity to live life, and he's doing it for you. And when you just have that type of relationship, you can't be scared. You just can't, because I know that better is coming and that things have to end, people have to leave, things have to change in order for better to come. And I'm genuinely at a place in my life where I feel like I'm ready for that change to happen. And so it was kind of like a birthday gift from God to be able to be celebrated at work and just get to go out with the best way possible. And I know this would have tripped up a lot of people and would have stressed out a lot of people and caused a lot of people anxiety and fear, but I truly am choosing to look at this in the most optimistic and positive light ever, because I think that's what this is. I think it is a beautiful opportunity for me to get one step closer to where it is that I want to be at, and one step closer to getting to wake up every day and do the job that I love and am excited to do and am motivated to do and do something that actually drives me and makes me happy. So yeah, although I don't know where I'm going at the moment, I'm very excited about this podcast and this journey that we're going on together. And I just feel very thankful because now I have more time to put into this podcast, and I have more time to put into my social media and just really working hard to becoming that future self that I see. And totally switching gears here, I think birthdays are so beautiful because it also reminds you of just how much impact you've had in other people's lives. Like getting to receive those birthday messages and birthday texts and birthday Insta stories or whatever the case is. I think that's such a beautiful feeling, getting that sense of gratitude and love from others, knowing that you impacted their life enough for them to want to send you that love and send you a blessing. And I think that's beautiful because, you know, a lot of times we just go through life and we don't realize the impact we have on others, and we don't realize how many people we truly have in our corner. And so getting to hear from people that maybe you haven't talked to in a while, or maybe you felt like that friendship has fallen off or whatever it is, and then getting to see that birthday message from them, I think it's beautiful because they remembered, and it's just a reminder of the people in your life that care for you and the friends and the family that you've built and the connections that you've made. And it's just a great reminder that people love you and you're not alone. And I think that's such a beautiful gift in and of itself, just to be told that and celebrated, because you are worth celebrating. And even if you're someone that likes to do things very chill and very small, I think it's very important to celebrate your special day because you are special and you are a gift from God and you deserve to be celebrated. You've overcome so much and you've accomplished so many things, whether you believe that or not. Where you are now is so much further than where you were before, and so being able to celebrate that and what you've been able to accomplish in the year, even if you feel like it was nothing, like I'm sure you did something to just put one smile on someone's face, and that alone is worth being celebrated. And so I do love birthdays because they are very special and they mean a lot. And although it is your day, it's also a good reminder of just the lives that you've touched and that you've played a part in. And so I think that's a beautiful gift to receive as well. I didn't want this episode to be sappy and sad, but you know, life happens and you just have to keep going. And I will say I'm very excited for this weekend. I have the whole weekend off and I can't wait to spend it with my loved ones and my siblings, who I don't get to see all that often because of just my schedule and things like that. But I'm so excited to just get to spend time with them and to just do whatever I want to do and have fun with my favorite people in the world. You know, I'm so glad that all of this is happening at the beginning of this year because I feel like we're just starting off 2025 with a bang, and we just threw open the door, and I'm so excited to just have the ability to reset and figure out where it is that I want to go and start fresh. I just have this feeling in my body that this year is going to be such a good year for me. And so I'm just excited to see where this goes. And I had so many lessons that I learned last year, and I just feel like I'm just excited to grow even more this year and be one step closer to becoming the woman that I've always dreamed of being. And I'm just very excited for the future. And I hope you all get to a place where you're able to be excited about where you are currently and also have excitement for the future and that you don't fear what's to come. So yeah, sorry this was a shorter episode. I just wanted to take some time to pop in here on my special day and speak to you guys because y'all are special to me and I wanted to share my special day with y'all. And yeah, I'm just very grateful for this opportunity. And if you share the same birthday as me, then happy birthday, twin. I hope your day is amazing and that you're able to spend it with the people that you love most in this world and that this next year treats you very, very well. As always, thank you all so much for listening. I see you, I value you, and I appreciate you. And in the life where we constantly have the choice, I hope you choose to be happy, grateful, and kind. As always, I love y'all. Take care and go live the beautiful life you are meant to. Bye, y'all.